Chapter 2. The rain was getting heavier and the wind was blowing harder. David held the umbrella over them, but the strong wind nearly took it out of his hand. They ran to the high street where people hid under their umbrellas or went inside shops to avoid the rain. Water poured down from the roofs of the buildings and ran onto the pavements. The rain poured down the road like a river. Cars drove through it and splashed people. David and Tom hurried through the high street and along the alley towards home. Tom jumped in the puddles. Splash!
Ah!
Said David as he pulled Tom away.
You're getting us wet!
We are already wet,
said Tom happily. David was not happy. They ran home as fast as they could.
Quick, get inside,
said David as he opened the front door.
That was brilliant, said Tom.
No, it wasn't, said David. I think it was terrible. I'm going to look at the weather forecast next time we go out. Tom took off his raincoat and dropped it on the floor. His trousers were wet up to the knees. Pick up your coat, said David. It needs to hang up to dry.
Will you hang me up to dry? Said Tom.
No, we will put you in the bath, said David. And he took his wet shoes off.
But that will make me wetter, said Tom.
We need to warm you up and then put you in dry clothes, said David.
Then can we have hot chocolate?
Said Tom.
Yes, said David.
A nice hot drink is an excellent idea. David put Tom in a warm bath and then dried him with a cozy towel. After they both got dressed in warm, dry clothes, David sat Tom on the sofa with a cozy blanket. Then he turned on the heating and made them both hot chocolate in the kitchen. He brought the drinks through to the living room with some biscuits. They drank their drinks and ate their biscuits as they watched the rain. The patio doors were made of glass, and you could see into the garden. It was very wet outside.
I have a bit of work to do this afternoon, said David, so you can play your game if you want.
Tom groaned.
Mum said I have to do my homework before I can play my game.
What homework? Said David.
I have to do a poster on climate change, said Tom.
David nodded.
Well, Mum's right. You should do your homework first. You can play your game afterwards.
They sat and watched the rain some more. It was not slowing down. The bird bath in the back garden was overflowing with water.
When will the rain stop? Said Tom.
I don't know, said David. Soon, I hope.